everybody, and welcome back to that Eurovision site, Eurovision with a Slice of Life. I'm Shiloh. Today I'm here with Molly.
Hello.
And we are revisiting Denmark. Last time I saw you, Molly, we were talking about Dansk Melodi Grand Prix,
Yes.
and who we thought might win and how we thought things were gonna go and all of that. And so now the show has happened, and we have a winner. Sissal has won with her song Hallucination. So
Yes.
first of all, Molly, just tell me a little bit, how are you feeling about Hallucination? How do you feel like the live performance went?
I think the staging needed. I think the her vocals and her sort of performance, her stage presence was amazing. Everything related to her was really good, but I feel like the staging was so lackluster. The stage felt like empty. And I'll give a good comparison later on to a really good staging that was in the Denmark one. But I feel like if this translates over to Eurovision, we're gonna need a bit more added to the staging to sort of elevate it. It can help elevate the song a lot more and probably push it up in the sort of scoring at the end of the day.
Yeah, so what I mean, yeah, so I agree with you about the vocals. I think that she sounded great. That's about the most I can say for it, unfortunately. You're correct about the staging. I really struggled with it, and there was a lot more that needed to be done for Dansk Melodi Grand Prix, if I'm honest. Like I'm kind of surprised that they got away with that. It was so empty and really just kind of uninspired, and it is going to need a lot, like it's gonna need to pack a lot more power for going to Eurovision. Because, and this is really just a personal opinion here. I think that the song itself, I think that Hallucination as a piece of songwriting is about 10 years out of date. It is a relic of like the 2015, 2016, 2017 Eurovision. It is extremely post-Loreen, by which I mean post-Euphoria, because Tattoo brought, frankly, nothing new to the table. And I will die on that hill. But no, I'm serious. But that's not what we're here to talk about today. It's extremely post-2012, post-Euphoria, just in terms of its composition. And I feel like in terms of some of the like we have all of these like hyper and very like girl bossy, and sometimes those are two different things. You have on the one end you have Tommy Cash and you have Emmy and you have these kind of like very like upbeat songs, and then on the other side you have Malta and you have Erika Vikman and these like very like girl power led songs. Like Hallucination isn't really about girl power, but in her stage presence that's what she's trying to achieve. And I think that it's really, really going to struggle to stand out unless they really can pull something out of a hat with the staging. I honestly, there's a part of me that wonders whether or not either of the other two songs in the super final would have been better options from a strategic standpoint. And that's not, look, in national finals, right? Like, you can't just be thinking about the strategy. Because then sometimes you end up with a song no one likes. And this is the thing that we see happening right now in Sweden. So, as we're recording this right now, we don't know what the result in Sweden is going to be. So, we're recording this the Thursday before the final, but it's going to go out after because all of our video editors are in Stockholm right now. So, it's going to go out after we know what happens with Melfest. And the dilemma that we're seeing in Sweden ahead of the show is this sort of two schools of thought between Bara Bara Bastu and Revolution, where on the one hand you have this song that everybody likes and is very upbeat, but represents for Sweden a risk. And we've never known Sweden to take a risk. Like they never do that. And then on the other hand, they have the safe option, but people are sort of seeing like we don't have to send the safe option. And so this is the kind of struggle here. And so you can't always pick the safe option is really what I'm saying. Because picking the safe option and picking the strategic option that you think is going to get you the best score at Eurovision can sometimes lead to you sending a song that your country gets mad about. That's the way of things. But And so, people clearly liked Hallucination, but I think that either Unluckiest Boy Alive, with its like sort of like tongue-in-cheek, very dry humor, even if the staging there also needed a little work, or like the sincerity of Proud, either of those I feel like would have stood out more within the field of Eurovision songs that we already have. They both in their own ways feel a little bit more. They have more of a personal touch than Hallucination does. Hallucination feels very clinical, whereas Proud is about like Tim Cho's like experiences with the music industry and whatever. And Unluckiest Boy Alive is sort of this like very like, I feel like crap, but I have to be funny about it because perspective. And like both of those I feel like would connect with audiences more in a way. But ultimately that's how I feel. I think that Denmark I think that Denmark is a little bit stuck in the last decade with this one, and I think that the staging is really gonna need a push because Sissel's vocal chops alone are not going to be enough to propel
Yeah.
this into the final.
We already have like very many like high vocal like girl bops coming through. Like Erica Vickman, as you said, I think I agree with the issue that Hallucination has that we may have not had if we sent something like Proud, is that Hallucination is trying to fill too many spots that have already been filled by other songs that are committed to Eurovision. So I don't know whether Denmark's like, okay, because I know that some countries do come into Europe and like, okay, we do want to do like semi well. We don't want to like come top table, but like just do decently. And then they'll just send sort of like a safe thing. I feel that's kind of what Denmark's doing, but I still feel like even with that, I don't feel confident they're going to come like the right side of the table. And it's very much like they're trying to play it. They're going to think they do well by trying to play it safe, but I feel like it may backfire.
I
Maybe
think
I'm going
it, frankly, I
to.
think it already has. I don't know if we discussed this on the pre-video. I don't remember exactly what we said,
Yeah.
but there was definitely a sentiment online when the Denmark songs dropped that like they've just totally given up.
Yeah, no, I remember. I think we did mention that, and we said that the safest bet was Hallucination, but personally, staging wise, I really liked Alez Alez in a way that it was so, quite unique in compared to all the other ones. It was quite unique staging wise,
And
and I really
I
liked
think that
that.
Proud really came alive
Yeah.
live. I think I was underwhelmed by all of these songs going in, but that was the one that I sort of liked the most. And then the staging happened. I was like, "Oh, wait, this actually like is good." And this is sort of like emotive and connecting with people. And I think that out of the I haven't watched all of the clips, but out of the clips I've watched, I do think that Proud had the best stage show and the best like sort of live performance, whereas Hallucination, as hyped up as it was, kind of fell flat.
Yeah, I think because the it's also the sense that the when songs come out, people hype it up because they've only listened to the track, like the Spotify track, which the Spotify track of Hallucination is really good. But the live, like vocally, I think it's better, but I think performance wise, like you're getting less than you would do out of the vocal track. So I think that's why people liked Hallucination a lot more. Like when we were saying with the pre-discussion, Hallucination had stood out in just the song alone on Spotify and things like that. But when you watch it live, it's kind of other songs kind of suddenly go, oh, okay, this is better. Like I think again, I think Hallucination in the Denmark selection was probably one of my favorites, but I could still agree that the her performance needed a lot more personally.
Yeah, and I just think that this was maybe the wrong year for it. I not just in terms of the composition sounding dated, but in terms of just the feel that we have. And obviously, when you submit a song to a national final, it's ages before we know anything about the rest of the field. That's not like I'm not saying, oh, they should have planned for this. That's not like 'cause they couldn't. But the fact is, like the people who might have given Hallucination votes at Eurovision in another year are voting for Erica Vickman. Like
Yeah.
that's just what's happening. And And you know, like it sucks because I'd like them to do well, and I thought they were totally robbed last year. I thought that Saba absolutely should have qualified, but I like it's not that I want them to do badly. I take no joy in this, but I just think that it's not competitive in the right way for the year that we're having, which is a year full of just like total chaos and totally attention grabbing songs.
To be positive, I don't think Sissel's going to come at the bottom. I don't think
No, I
Sissel is going
know.
to
I
be
don't think
like
she's going to
bottom
come at the
thingy,
bottom.
but I think I'd say like 15 kind of mid thingy, which I think for some countries is kind of what's wanted. They come in, they're like,
Well,
okay, we
Molly, there's
want to
16
do
songs in
that.
the semifinals this year. If you say she's going to come
Yeah.
15, that means she's going to come last. I think I like I think, you know, probably 11 or 12 again.
Yeah,
That would
yeah.
be that would like if she makes it into the final, which she might. I'm not going to say definitively that she's not going to qualify because there's a lot that rests on not only her staging but also the running order and the staging of the
Yeah.
songs before and after her and the staging of the songs that I feel like are going to be competing with her. I said all that about Erika Vikman. I don't even know if they're the same semifinal, but the like I hope the audience can understand the spirit of what I'm saying, right? Which
Yeah.
is that there's a lot competing for that sort of. For that sort of like goes out and parties demographic. There's a lot competing for that this year. And yeah, like I don't think it's a sure bet to say she's not going to qualify. I think that if she does, she is going to be pretty low within the semifinal. I do think that this is a song that might be helped by the juries. It might also be totally ignored by the juries. It depends on what other songs make it in. Because there are some songs that are both very showy and jury bait. We just had Austria drop last night or this morning, depending on what time zone each of us are in. And that is a song that is both very jury friendly and attention grabbing. But also in another year, Hallucination absolutely would have been jury bait. There are previous years where Hallucination would have done really well with the juries, and we can't discount the fact that this year it still might if it gets that far. So I think that if she does make the final, there's a very real possibility that she comes, you know, 13th, 14th.
Like, I don't think she, if she reached the final, yeah, I think I got the number wrong because I was going off final things, but I think for semi, maybe, I think it's going to end up being a will it, won't it qualify thing. Like, I don't, if it doesn't qualify, I don't think it's going to be quite a surprise to many people. I think maybe to some people who are like diehard fans, it would be like, oh my goodness. But I think to other people, it'd be like, yeah, yeah. And I think again, she has. I think she has the, I think the very base of the house here. I'm meaning like very, very base. Everything else just needs to be vamped up very much for Eurovision. Maybe we need to go back to that foundation a little bit if we're talking about the house analogy here.
Yeah, well, I think I just, you know, I think if they're gonna have her alone on stage like that, which is a perfectly acceptable choice, they need to keep the camera really tight. Because if you pull the
Yeah.
camera out, and I say this all the time, this is the one thing that countries at Eurovision do all the time that never fails to make me mad.
Yeah,
Like,
same.
you pull out, your singer is gonna look tiny standing right here. That's not I don't understand why you guys keep doing this. It never works. It never works for
Yeah.
you. And that was the mistake they made at Danse Melodie Grand Prix. And if they fix that ahead of Eurovision, then, you know, we might get a performance that really is, you know, attention grabbing and compelling. If they really play up, you know, if they give her, say, like a really good costume change, or if they really play up the background screen in a way that is really compelling while still keeping that camera tight on her. I think that there's a world where they pull this off. I just don't know how likely it is.
Or they do what I personally think Sweden did well last year, which is do the staging enough where do the staging in a way where the camera is focused in, so like sort of illusion of it being centered, so you can kind of pull out a little bit but play it around in the staging a little bit
Right,
so
this is
that
what
it
I'm
looks
saying about keeping it
focused.
close, yeah.
Yeah. No, but there's two ways you can do it. You could have the camera stay close, or you could do it in the staging in an elusive illusion kind of way. Nice joke. Hallucination, you know. But yeah, I think In general, I am very, I don't know, because I'm bittersweet on this one, because as many people know, I absolutely am obsessed with the song. I've been listening to it a lot, and I think in many other years it would have fitted in like my top five, my usual tops, but there's just so much good food, this like
I
listener
wouldn't even say
selection.
that there's so much good food. I honestly would probably go on record as not saying that,
Yeah.
but it's just like it's in a crowded field just in terms of the way it's written,
Yeah.
and I don't know if it has enough to really break out of that.
I think there's so, and especially if even with whatever Sweden does, if they send Kaj, if they send Måns, we've got a very much, pretty much big over big like. Loads of countries are going to get overshadowed this year, kind of year, because we have Erika Wikman, we have like, we already have like, oh, what's the name? The one with the controversy. You can edit the serve me saying the
Malta?
serving cut. Yeah, Malta. There we go. We have Malta, we have like Tommy Cash, I don't know if Milkshake Man's going to get any traction, but it has some sort of ones. We have Milkshake Man. So many like
Right, and
heavy hitters.
I think that Hallucination kind of stands apart from all of these because she doesn't, like, there's an attempt made at taking it
Yeah.
seriously, taking Eurovision seriously, but she's taking it seriously without any sincerity, and
Yeah.
I think that like, ich komme, like, she, like, Erica is committing to the bit.
Yeah.
And she's committing to the bit because it's the bit she wants to do and she thinks it's fun. Whereas with some of the, with, like, you know, with Malta and with Estonia, it's like, I am doing this because haha funny, and this is not entirely in line with my musical identity. Well, maybe for Tommy Cash it is, but it's sort of like a dismissal of Eurovision as opposed to like
Yeah,
a I'm doing this
no.
because I want to. And I think that with Sisal, like, she's not dismissing it.
Yeah,
She's
no.
here because she wants to be, and she's taking it seriously, and she isn't like just trying to get people's attention
Yeah.
without caring about the situation in which she actually finds herself.
Yeah.
It's not that I think they're not making an effort. I don't know if they're going to make that effort the right way.
Yeah. I think Denmark is, I don't know, they're not really taking a risk, but I feel like they're
No.
kind of taking like that small risk with sending like kind of love Sissel. She's great, but a semi, like you said, a semi like early 2000s, early 2010s type thing. Whether that's really gonna hit. I know that a lot of more like more retro sounds come into like popularity every now and then, so that if that sound comes back into hit, it may help her, but who knows,
It's
honestly.
just too recent. It's just too
Yeah.
recent. If Denmark had sent this in 2016, it would have come top five. But they didn't. They sent Lighthouse X.
Yeah.
And they haven't really done too well since then. So
Yeah. I think maybe with Denmark, they really need to go back to the drawing board and go, okay, what we maybe like, I'm not saying go internal, but like really think, okay, what are we bringing out this national selection?
just,
What
you know,
do we want out of this? Yeah.
overhaul the way they're selecting their songs.
Yeah, 100%. I think they could do what a lot of countries have done, which is go internal. And then from that, once they figured out their process with the national selection, go back to non-internal, which I think has worked for some countries last year to this year, as well. And I think it could help. It is a good strategy to sort of sit back and reevaluate, but we'll just have to wait and see how
Yeah.
this year goes.
I don't think that Dansk Melodi Grand Prix totally needs an overhaul. I think that the way that they have their voting, you know, like, they did choose a from what they had this
Yeah.
year, they made a good choice. All
Yeah.
three of those songs in the super final were decent choices. And it's not like they haven't. And it was a song people liked. It's not a
Yeah,
situation like we
no.
just had over in Croatia where people are like, well, the jury's totally picked this.
Yeah.
But they picked a song that people enjoyed, and from the batch they had, it was pretty good. I just think that where they're going wrong is in the selection of the songs that are competing. I think that once you get to the competition, it's pretty smooth sailing.
Yeah. Try to think of what else. Oh, yeah, I think Proud was really good. I liked Proud. Again, Alez was really nice. I think that one was really good. But yeah, I'm just curious to see how Hallucination's gonna hit personally.
Yeah, and of course there's a lot of stuff that we just can't account for. We
Yeah, no.
don't know the running order right now. We don't have all of the songs in the semifinals yet, and we have we also just have 2 months. There's a lot that can change in 2 months.
And I
And
think we have to see how the big hitters like Sweden, how they're selecting theirs, and then how when we finish off, I think once we finish off the sort of selecting of songs, we can then have an overall view of, okay, this maybe,
yeah.
this, that, and the
Which,
other.
again, viewers, by the time you're seeing this, that will have already happened. But we are recording this prior to Melfest. And so, yeah, I think that I sound very dismissive of it right now, but this is an entry where I am keeping an open mind because her vocals are strong enough that I would like her to see her surprise me. I would like to get a staging show that I really enjoy because with vocals that good, you want to see it do well. But so, we just have to wait and see. And I am going to keep an open mind about it.
Yeah,
But
same.
until then, the way I feel is going to be the way I feel.
Yeah, I think we have had in previous years many, many songs that in the national selection or on listening have been like, okay. And then when it comes to Eurovision, have really hit through, whether that be revamps of vocals, the song revamps, whether that be like staging changes that have really changed the songs, and in some cases boosted them high in like odds and things like that, and have given them a higher score than originally expected. Like, I think one example I think of is how people underestimated Fuego back in the day, and then once it came in, once the rehearsals released, that got way boosted up. So you never really know what happens until we actually see the rehearsals come in. And even when sometimes we can't even expect things until like the results come in the final. Like, we can, it's, I think what I love about Eurovision is it's always estimation. It's always like something could just come out of nowhere and we never expect it.
And I do, and I love to play the numbers game. I do. But yeah, I mean, is there anything else to say about Denmark?
No, I think in general, I quite enjoyed it. I liked the sort of, I think if we're going to talk about general production, please next time stop moving around the camera so much, like pulling it back, pulling it in, all that lot, and just move it around everywhere. Because again, like with the hallucination, that does not help. And I think it's just a general Denmark production thing. I think overall, not bad. Quite enjoyed the selection. I think next time it'll be interesting to see how Hallucination does, and if after this, how they maybe learn or improve in future years. It'll be very fascinating to see.
Yeah. So I think my final prediction is either 13th in the semifinal or 15th to 12th in the grand final.
Yeah.
That's what I'm gonna say. So thank you very much for watching this video. If you enjoyed it, you can leave a like, you can leave a comment, you can subscribe to our channel. We've got more selection videos just like these coming out. We have reaction videos, we even have some interviews. And as we kick into pre-party season, we will have more of those. You can check out an audio version of this video on our podcast, That Eurovision Podcast. If you're listening to this on the podcast, hi.
Hi.
If you're not, you can find our podcast at That Euro Podcast on socials. You can find it at the That Eurovision Podcast tab of our website, and you can find it That Eurovision Podcast wherever you like to listen to podcasts, Spotify, Apple. You can check out our website, like I said, www.thateurovisionsite.com for all the latest Eurovision news, interviews, reviews, editorials, rankings, and more. And you can find our socials in the description box. Thank you very much for watching, and bye-bye.